What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Black and Aquatics, Freedom Through Swimming. I'm your host, Tazaria. I apologize about last week and not releasing an episode. I was still not feeling 100%. I was feeling better, but not 100%. And then I was traveling internationally with very limited internet access, so I told myself I wasn't going to work, and, you know, I kept that promise. Next time, I'll probably just record an episode before I leave, and then upload that. For today's episode, I'm just going to cover a few topics. First, I'm going to start with, you know, some more off-season projects that I've been doing at my water park, and then some news that I've found with things going around the aquatics industry worldwide. So, for me personally, at our water park, we started a fountain project. So, there's a fountain in the front of our park, and myself and a couple of the other lifeguards are responsible for cleaning out all the algae and sludge that has built up over some time. And to be honest, it's pretty gross. We get our boots and our shovels and we just shovel it out. It's a long process. It'll take us a couple of weekends for sure to get it done. I also started the expansion joint project, so just getting rid of all that
caulk
around the pool deck so we can go ahead and lay the tubing and the new caulk once it's all done. And that's been pretty chill. It does get a little tiring, but it's not too bad, I must admit. And then we're just painting more. So right now we removed the animals from our splash pad area and we're prepping and priming them to be painted. And then we're going to paint the mushroom in that area as well. So those are just some of the projects I've been working on at my facility. Everything's coming along slowly but surely and it'll be done before we know it. So I'm really happy about that. The next thing I want to talk about is USA Swimming. If you are a USA Swimming member, hopefully you saw their email by now. I believe on Thursday they released an email saying that they opened seats or they opened up their tickets for the 2024 Olympic swimming trials that's going to be held in Indiana. So if that's something that you're interested in and you're a USA Swimming member, you know, those tickets are now available. Last but not least, this isn't new information, but it's information that I had recently come upon this past week, and that is the Nigeria Lifesaving Program that was recently announced back in November. The Nigeria Aquatic Federation, in conjunction with the Lagos State Safety Commission, released a mandatory life-saving program for pools, beaches, and other aquatic facilities within the country. When I did my research for this, I honestly didn't find that much on it, but I will drop the links to the YouTube video in an article that I found on it, and hopefully within the next week or so in doing some more research on it, I hope I'll find a lot more and will actually find the name of the program that they initiated. As always, if there are any businesses or Black-owned businesses in your local community that support the Black community and you think we should highlight them, please reach out to us at Black and Aquatics on Twitter or email us at podcast@blackandaquatics.com. Peace.